We are KAYTKQJOFM, the Wade Hampton Show. Just in case you have not already heard the correct response in Bible Jeopardy, clue number two, let's get to that right quick. Those whom the Father seeks to be his worshipers must worship him how? Is it only once a week? Is it through the Blessed Mary? Is it according to traditions? Or is it in spirit and truth? John 4, 23 and 24 has the correct response. And if you said, what is in spirit and truth? That would be the correct response. What is in spirit and truth? That's how we worship God. Coming up is Pastor Stanley Mathis in Paradise Ministries right now. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
He gave it to me, started a fire burn. He gave it to me, started a prayer wheel turn. He gave it to me, deep down in my soul. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. I got the Holy Ghost. He gave it to me, started a fire burn. He gave it to me, started a prayer wheel turn. He gave it to me, deep down in my soul. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. I got the Holy Ghost. Well, I stepped in the water and the water was cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, if you don't believe I've been redeemed, follow me down to the Jordan stream. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, I went to the valley one day to pray. My soul got happy, I stayed all day. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. He gave it to me, started a fire burn. He gave it to me, started a prayer wheel turn. He gave it to me, deep down in my soul. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, I stepped in the water one ghost, with body but not my soul. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, if you don't believe I've been redeemed, just follow me down to the Jordan stream. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. Well, I went to the valley one day to pray. My soul got happy, I stayed all day. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I got the Holy Ghost. He gave it to me, started a fire burn. He gave it to me, started a prayer wheel turn. He gave it to me deep down in my soul. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I got the Holy Ghost.
Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, on this pre-Thanksgiving Day service, that you would have your way. We pray, Heavenly Father, you would bless us in such a special way that we will see those things and do those things that are fulfilling to biblical prophecy, that we will walk circumspectly in such a way that we will glorify you. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you have anointed me to say, and then do what you have anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are visiting with us today, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the 118th Psalm. Verse 1, the 118th Psalm, verse 1. I'm just excited to hear a baby cry. When you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
It's on our screen. Let us all read it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. That's a long time. I want to use for a topic this morning, thanksgiving, revealing what oh really means. I kind of chuckle up here when Daryl had a song, Oh, I Love Jesus, and he came out with oh. And I'm like, what kind of God is it that he always know what I'm about to do? He's omniscient. He knows what's going to take place. And so, you know, I have shared, I don't have to worry about what God is up to, because God already knows what will be said, how it would be said, and the application that will take place regarding what he desired to reveal to those of us who are now living under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, for he has a word for someone to hear. And for that, I'm eternally grateful, because I can certainly count on him in delivering what he desires, even though sometimes I don't completely understand what God is up to. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. The historical text of the 118th Psalm revealed to us that around the year 588 to 589 BC, the Babylonians, who is called today Iraq, invaded Jerusalem. They destroyed the walls
of the city as well as the temple that King Solomon had built. They killed thousands of Jews and captured thousands more and took them to Babylon to be slaves. Sound familiar? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel. We're talking history. 130 years later, the Lord made a way for the descendants of these captives, these Israelites, to be free. So they returned to Jerusalem. Now, to fulfill this task, God raised up a man called Ezra to lead them back to Jerusalem. The main responsibilities of Ezra was to rebuild the temple of God that had been demolished. The walls were broken down. The altar was smashed. The holiest places where the high priest met yearly with God and made sacrifices to the Lord on the behalf of the Jewish nation was desecrated and torn down. Now, after 130 years, the Jewish nation was getting another chance. Hello, America. From the Lord to return to their homeland and restore their worship to God in the holy city of Jerusalem. It belongs to the Jewish nation, not to anyone else. Not to kings, not to prime ministers, not to nation, but Jerusalem belongs to the Lord God. So it was with joy and great expectation, Antioch, they returned to Jerusalem and ran to the Temple Mount to lay the foundation of the temple of God. Antioch, one could imagine how they felt and how they thought about their years of captivity, their pain, their suffering under the Babylonians, under the Assyrians, oh yeah, and even the Persians, nowadays Iran. Those were times, my brothers and sisters, of torture and trials and problems and pain, and the Lord preserved them. I have shared even in our Bible study, the nation of Israel saga, the children of Israel saga, are so linked to black Americans from the western coast of Africa to the western or the eastern coast of America. Did we come as slaves? In pain and trouble and suffering. But the Lord kept them. The Lord kept us. The Lord secured their lives. The Lord secured us. He watched over them. The Lord watched over us. And he released them. Everybody knows that we were freed as the children of Israel were freed. Those parallels are uniquely different, uniquely linked. And one could imagine, my brothers and sisters, that their heart was excited over being freed. Their souls were filled with joy on the first day of the work when they went to lay the foundation. And as they began this work, they began it with a song, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good because his mercy endureth forever." Many of us today could say this song has been a source of strength. Many of us today could say this psalm has been a source of consolation in time of trials and tribulation. When you were down and discouraged, you and I could read this.